when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Morning. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, dear Blood River Radio people and all other people out there listening. If you're not Blood River Radio people, if you're, you know, after you listen to this show a while, you know, if you're bent toward being a patriot, being a Christian, just being, you know, liking goodness over evil, liking righteousness over Satanism, if you like freedom and liberty over slavery, if you'd rather to take a little bit of self-responsibility for your health, education, welfare, for raising yourself, your children, for taking care of your older parents, and also for fighting against the global white replacement, a.k.a. white genocide, you've tuned into the right place. You turned into Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie Miller, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm the owner and founder of Blood River Radio. And I would say I'm very proud of it, and I am proud because, listen, I couldn't do it without God. And before I go to the prayer, I'll say this. People, don't do as I did. I'm telling you what, don't ever get arrogant. Don't ever get too full of yourself thinking that you did this and you did that. What I mean is, if you go overboard and take too much pride, God can bring you down in a microsecond because he has done it to me. He really has. And I'm 74 years old. Let's see. I was 74 years old. Let me see. A little over a week ago, last April the 6th. And I'm still getting birthday cards. But listen, I have been humbled so many times. And I do take pride in having this radio show and some of the other things I've done, like getting a degree and getting certified in critical care, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, let's keep it all in perspective. But our dear young friend, Jay, he's trying to reach two of the great guests tonight, and I'll announce the guests when he gets them on. But you, like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio. And before we go any further, I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer. I had a prayer I was going to read out of my father-in-law. Bless his heart. You know, I loved my father-in-law. He was kind of hard to get a hold of, kind of hard to get close to. He was old school. He was born in 1911, which is the same year that, you know, Colt came out with their 1911 45. Put a man. Just as I was getting to be, you know, close to him, he died. And I really hated that because he really was a man's man. Anyway, I was going to read a prayer out of he was a diehard Catholic, went to his grave a Catholic. I was going to read a prayer out of his missalette, but I decided to go ahead and just go and say my own humble prayer. So people, if you don't mind, if you will bow your head while I get ready to say the prayer. Almighty Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we dedicate our lives on this show to you. I dedicate my life. I ask you for your grace. I thank you for this day of life. I thank you, Lord, for not letting me die in my sins before I accepted you, before I confessed with my lips and believed in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You didn't kill me, Lord, like I deserve to be killed, because, as you know, God, I was a scoundrel. I really was. And Lord, thank you for not killing me. Thank you for letting me stay. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to me and saving me, oh God. God, thank you for giving us this opportunity to do your work with Blood River Radio and for Liberty News Radio. Thank you for all the wonderful people I work with. Thank you for my family. Thank you for all the people that listen to this show. God, Lord, I ask you to never let me get too full of myself. Please don't let me have to be disciplined. Let me reel myself in without you having to do it, Lord, because you did it harshly a few times in the past. I don't want to go through that again. Oh, Lord, if you will, grant us your grace tonight. Let this show be a success. Let everything we do in our life be a success. But like Albert Einstein said, don't shoot to be a success. Be a person of value. And Lord, that's what we want to be. We want to be a person of value, Lord, to our fellow man. As the second greatest, the second command, which is second only to the first, which says, love thy, first verse, it says, love thy God, thy Father, with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. The second, which is likened to the first, is love your neighbor as you love yourself. And Lord, if you have done that, like you said in Scripture, you have fulfilled the law. Anyway, Lord, we do everything here and give all the grace to you, Lord, all the glory to you. I ask all this in your name, Lord. Amen. Well, people, as you know, another thing in the drill, I'm very proud of the stuff that I've been getting here lately. I'd like to say, I'd like to thank our donors. I got my little list here, people, to keep my old 74-year-old head straight. Jim Zim from Arizona. Bless his heart. Thank you so much, Jim Zim. Jim Zim's our biggest donor. Him and another fellow, Mr. Buddy. Without those two guys, without our other donors, we have a bunch of donors now. I would like to say I'm so proud. And we make airtime now. Thank God we're making airtime without these donors. Jim Zim, and get this, and we got a donation from Amos from L.A., Lower Appalachia. Thank you so much, Amos, and thank you so much, Jim. Jim Zim, people, I've told you this before. He's a very rare individual. He was awarded the Purple Heart. He was wounded in combat in Vietnam. He was in infantry, I believe, the 23rd Infantry Division. I forget now. I forget all kind of stuff. But he was up close and personal with the enemy in Vietnam, and he was wounded for it. And what a hell of a guy. I've met him in person. I tell you, what a marvelous, marvelous man. And so those are our two donors we got this week. I also got this. I got this note. This fellow, he says, sent by request of mutual friend. I have no idea who sent this to me, but this is, I mean, this is a collector's piece. This is a booklet. It's a 24 pages long, 25 pages long. It's from 1958. It's from the Committee on Un-American Activities in the House of Representatives from the 85th Congress. And, I wouldn't take this. This is a collector's piece. We also got a book. He also sent me a book called Red Symphony by Dr. Jay Landowski. Lord have mercy. That's a technical book. I don't know if I'll be able to read that, but I promise him I'll try. And listen, there's two things I wouldn't take any money for. Somebody is sending me the Barnes Review, and this particular one is looks like it's volume 27, number 2, March and April 2021. It's got the life and legacy of Alexander Solzhenitsyn in there, one of our all-time heroes. I guarantee I'll read that. And listen, I got something here I'm going to put in this safe. You know, Fred Leutcher sent me the Leutcher Report, The End of a Myth, an engineering report on the alleged execution gas chambers at Auschwitz, Birkenau, and Majdanek, Poland, and with a foreword by Dr. Robert Farbusson. And this was printed in 1958. He put it on here to Eddie. Best wishes, Fred Leutcher. This was an official report that he filed with the Canadian government. The government turned the report down. Instead, the dumbasses they were, they forced him to testify in court where all the world could hear. But this report here, Fred, in case you're listening, will go in my safe. I wouldn't take $10,000 for this report. This report here belongs in a museum. It's a museum piece. It belongs in a museum. Let's see. What else I got? I got a checklist here. I think that's getting close to all of my stuff. Oh, let's see. Last week we had, going through my checklist, last week we had the Sacrificing Liberty, the second installment. And we had, guy almost cried thinking about that. We had three sailors on that survived the attack on the United States ship Liberty. They've invited me down to Pensacola, Florida, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th of June. I hell bound to go. I've got to raise some funds. I have to squirrel away funds, but I have funds socked away for Charlottesville when me and Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs and whoever else wants to go. When we have to go back to Charlottesville, they're dragging it out. I thought we'd have to been there by now. But anyway, if you have any extra money, if you'd like to finance my trip down to, we want to broadcast. Sam said we can broadcast from down there. We'll probably broadcast them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that stretch. Once I find out for sure I can go, I'm trying to get, if the great general, the one and only, the man, there's nobody on this earth I admire more than General Nick Glasnovic, and he's coming on tonight. We're trying to get Dr. Tom Sunick on, too. During the break, I'll try to get to Dr. Sam. We're having a hard time getting through him. But anyway, people, that's pretty much the announcements right now. So I'm going to bring our guest on right before the break. It's almost too late. But General Nick, my brother, my dear general, my honorable general, how are you doing tonight, General?
Well, excellent. I'm hearing you're working overtime here. I'm glad you're educating people to break this this conspiracy of silence, because people are not aware of what's going on. You're doing a great job.
Yes, sir. Dear General, I've talked too long. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, dear General, we're going to bring you right back.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going right back to the general. We have General Nick Glasnovic on, and right before he was probably coming on, we have had the Lucha. I'm so proud of having this, the Lucha report. He's going to come in an engineering report on the alleged execution gas chambers at Auschwitz, Birkenau, and Majdanek, Poland. I'm sure the general can pronounce that better than me. Foreword by Robert Forreston. This report was lodged. I'm going to go back over. You know, I know I'm kicking a dead horse. I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm just getting chills thinking about this. This is an official scientific engineering report. They sent an entire crew over there. They had engineering architects. They had another engineer who put together steam plants, sewage waste treatment plants, water plants. He went over there. They had people with, doing GPS measurements of the so-called death chambers. They found out one of them was built by Eisenhower after the end of the war, the one at Dachau, and tried to blame it on the Germans. But anyway, I bet you that's one of the things that the dear general was commenting on. So go ahead, General. Going back to you, my brother.
Well, I'm glad you're informing, as I said, Eddie, because this is a battle for knowledge. And there's a saying that a person that knows little is not only a hostage of others, but a hostage of himself. So you cannot get this information in mainstream media, of course. That's worldwide. And the report, I think Fred Lucher wrote this earlier. It was published, I believe, in the Institute of National Review. I think that magazine was canceled, but it did a fairly good job enlightening people. And there are books, for example, written by author James Back, Other Losses, which talks about the tragedy of the German POWs after the Second World War. But slowly the truth will come out, because God is, he's the master of truth. We know who's the master of the lie and deception. We're seeing this today, especially United States. I've looked up some headlines here, for example, and there was a fellow that worked for the Project Veritas. He did an undercover interview with a CNN executive who explained how CNN sabotaged the support for President Trump. But lo and behold, as soon as he published put this on his Twitter page, his account was canceled. You cannot find this anymore in the mainstream, in the virtual world.
General, they shut us down. In light of what you said, just to back up what you said, they shut us down more and more and more every day. It's just by the grace of God that we keep this radio show going and keep Liberty News going, because we have so many enemies. I think Sam and Jay have got us fixed where we're not as attacked so much. This is the only night we've had in probably 2 or 3 months, General, that we haven't had technical problems out of the blue. Just, come out of the blue. And we had a sailor on. We've had him on twice. Phil Torney. He was a surviving sailor from the United States ship Liberty from the Israeli attack in 1967. And he had a radio show. And his last name flees me now. Scarborough. He also was a surviving sailor. He said they always had these crazy technical problems. But we're holding on right now because, like I said, Jay and Sam have done some stuff, and we're going to try to get you, they said, get you and other folks that come on, like from Europe, on this special system where it'll sound like you're just in the studio, didn't cost any money, stuff like that. Sam's working on that right now. But, in line also what you said, General, I had this, and I told the people during when I first came on, I have this committee on un-American activities, House of Representatives, 85th Congress, March 13th of 1958. And, you hear people talk about, McCarthyism, he was such a wacko, et cetera, et cetera. The only thing McCarthy was wrong on, I think McCarthy totally understated how many communists were in the United States government at those times, back in 1958, General. And, and those people are working right now. Well, I'm getting kind of long, but everything we say, everything we try to put out, any kind of, you get a newspaper, Twitter, say Facebook account. As you know, I know I'm preaching to the preachers out in our audience. I know our audience knows this, but they will shut you down in a heartbeat. And now, General, they're even starting to arrest people for nothing. I see they arrested the head of the Oath Keepers yesterday. And unfortunately, he was one of the founding members of Oath Keepers. I shouldn't say this, I don't guess. Me and Lee Cochran, we were two of the founding members of Oath Keepers in West Tennessee. But our branch went defunct some time ago, but in West Tennessee. But anyway, the Oath Keepers, their national headquarters, he was arrested one of the second high in command. And I hear, sadly, General, he turns to state's evidence. He's starting to rat people out. And the reason they arrested him, I think, is because they supposedly they were in this terrorist outfit, this, you know, up in Washington, D.C. with January the 6th. And they're arresting people left and right for nothing. But anyway, back to you, General. I didn't mean to get so long-winded there.
No. I think this information is valuable. You always mention Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the great Russian writer. And there's a book of his that's totally banned in the West. As far as I know, it hasn't been translated into any language in the West. It's called 200 Years Together. And it talks about the Russian cohabitation with the Zionist cabal. So this is not, of course, this hasn't been translated in the West, because they're always the leftists. Their major tactic is the lie, manipulation, and deny till you die. And this book, if you can get a hold of it, I believe maybe a few copies have been translated into English, but it's an excellent book. It talks about the roots of the Bolshevik Satanist revolution. And we see this cultural Marxism today, as we mentioned, in not just in Europe, but in universities. I had 33,000 followers on my Facebook page. 2 days before the elections here, the page disappeared. So the world is facing, patriots are facing the coming of dictatorship, which Orwell wrote about, the continent Oceania, where Big Brother ruled everything, and where the lie was the truth was a lie. This is where we're at now, and he hit the nail on the head, because he also said that the further a society drifts away from the truth, the more it will hate those that profess the truth. So you're on the firing line. You guys are on the firing line. You're in the trenches there, Eddie, you and your cohorts, and we just have to pray, because this is also a spiritual battle.
Yes, sir, General, and I know you're on the fire line too. And that's one of the reasons I admire you so much, General, because you're a warrior. And don't get me wrong, people. I love intellectuals, but there comes a time in our life, and that time is now, where we need warriors to stand up. You know, I think it was General George Patton that said, you know, when the crap, I'll kind of phrase my language a little bit. He said, when the Duke hits the fan, they call for the sons of bitches. They don't call for the poet readers. They don't call for the authors. They don't call for the school teachers. They call for the sons of bitches. They call for the warriors. They call the people that know how to fix bayonets. They know how to people who will fight for their liberty. They'd rather fight and die than to go into slavery. And that, dear General, I'm thinking realistically, at one time I always thought we would have to go into like these concentration camps, the internment camps, like the gulags of Russia, the Soviet Union, and World War II. And, well, actually before that, the 20s and 30s. How long do you think it's going to be, General, that realistically that we have 80 million people here, that the Luciferian Bolsheviks that taken over our country here talk about? They hate us with a purple passion. They call us Trump voters, but they're just, how long will it be before they cut to put us in internment camps, General? What do you think?
Well, as you know, not the Christians were in the catacombs in Roman times, and I think this is where Christians are going to be forced. They're going to force us into the catacombs, but God, the Spirit of God moves through history, and eventually all this will come to light. And if we believe in the resurrection, and Christ's teachings, we will succeed in the end, because these people, what awaits them is eternal damnation. And I always remember my grandmother, because not to speak of my grandmother, but she was a God-fearing woman. She was from a large family. They lived in family communes. She read the Bible. She survived she saw her daughters raped, her cousins murdered by the communists, and she survived all of this. Of 56 years of marriage, she saw her husband maybe half that time. He was in jail or in internment camp.
General, we have to go to a quick break. Please don't lose that thought. We got to go to a quick break. People, be right back. Going right back to General Nick Glasspick after this quick break.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is remembering Britain's Prince Philip.
With grateful hearts, we remember the many ways in which his long life has been a blessing to us.
The Dean of Windsor led the service. He was laid to rest at Windsor Castle following a nationwide minute of silence. His four children walked behind the hearse along with Prince William and Harry. The Queen traveled by car. Due to the pandemic, the Queen sat alone and only 30 mourners were in attendance. A grim milestone as Johns Hopkins University reports over 3 million people have died from the coronavirus worldwide. With setbacks in the global vaccination effort and an increase in cases in countries such as India, France, and Brazil, officials now say cases are still going up and not down in many places. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Fires were set in Portland, Oregon overnight, and the downtown area was vandalized. Protests erupted after police tried to subdue a man who was acting insane and would not comply with them. Also, last night in Oakland, California, multiple fires were set, windows were shattered, and cars were damaged as protests erupted against police brutality. Authorities say bottles and other objects were thrown at the officers. Protesters were also out last night in Chicago after a 13-year-old boy was gunned down by police. John Cantanzara, the president of the city's police union, said the officer only had a split second to make a decision after chasing Adam Toledo down a dark alley. While speaking on Fox, he also mentioned that the boy was affiliated with a gang.
I've seen this many, many times where parents are just at wits' ends with kids who are being led astray and they don't know what to do with them, especially at that age when they're so impressionable.
The officer, who also serves in the Marine Corps, has been placed on administrative leave. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're still with you. Like I said, it's April the 17th, the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2021. There's no name under the heavens in which man can be saved except for Jesus Christ Almighty. People, we're going right back to General Nick. We had to cut him off going to the break, so we'll go right back to what he was saying. General Nick, continue on where you was before we went to the break, please, sir.
Well, yeah, my she had fortitude, she had faith, and she died with a smile on her face at the age of 97. And I somehow believe that our grandparents were somehow tougher. I may not be right, but I think that she saw a lot. She lived through the First World War. Her brother was killed in the First World War, as I mentioned before, the interwar period in the Yugoslavia. She was her husband was jailed. The Second World War was really a disaster for Croatia because, you know, my uncle, he lived through the biggest massacre. See, you don't hear about this in the West because it's censored. But the communists here, you have in Slovenia, country north of Croatia, one and a tank ditch where they killed 18,000, minimum 18,000 Croatian soldiers, the communists, after they were turned over by the British in 1945. You had Cossacks that were fighting in the German army. They were fleeing the Red Terror, Stalin's terror. They surrendered honorably and the British turned them over to the Soviet to the Soviets. They murdered all of them. Their families, the women, jumped into the Drava River with their children to save themselves from the Red torture. We're not aware of this in the West, because this cabal, communist cabal, it's taken over not just the cultural landscape, but it's hidden. We have you have in Russia a NGO called Memorial, which is by name so far listed 4 million of Stalin's victims, and so on and so forth. This is unknown in the West, because even Western historians, scholars, know nothing east of the River Rhine. And this is a tragedy, because these people are not just murdered. They suffered a second death, the death of memory. They were erased from the historical record.
Yes, sir. You know, we had, General, we had people on, I guess about 5 or 6, maybe 6 weeks ago. We had Tom Goodrich. He was the author of the book Hellstorm, and they made a movie, Hellstorm. It's really difficult to watch. And they talked about that. We had him on. We had Dave Gaharry, and we had Paul English calling in from England. They did this. They cooperated and collaborated and did a movie, and it's really hard to watch. But they talked about the atrocities that happened in all in Germany and in Eastern Europe after the war. As a matter of fact, they said that more Germans died after the surrender, after the German surrender, I think, May 8th of 1945. After that surrender, more Germans died, including women and children, that actually died during the war. And they were starved to death. They were tortured. Like you said, they were raped, gang raped to death. The gang raped in front of their family members. Children raped in front of their mothers. Mothers raped in front of their children. And they said, Tom Goodrich said in his research, that the Americans, the United States Army troops, they were some of the worst. And you see, you never hear that. You never hear that. The worst of the worst, according to Tom and them, if memory serves, was the mongrel troops. You had the white Russian troops coming into Germany and Europe first, the so-called white Russians. They were like the shock troops. They were the actual combat troops, and they would tell. The actual white Russian combat troops would tell the German civilians and people to flee, get going, because the people coming in behind us are bad men. And the rape and carnage was just unimaginable. What they did, was just unimaginable.
Yes, the German minority disappeared from Yugoslavia. 500,000 disappeared. 66,000 men, women, and children died in concentration camps from hunger, disease, malnutrition. But as far as we talk about the whole communist East behind the Iron Curtain, also Romania suffered, Hungary, Bulgaria, they killed 40,000. And Bulgaria was in the Second World War, was basically not neutral, but it never fought against the Allies. And yet when they came in, the Red Army, the communists there killed 40,000 intellectuals. They killed three regions. This is called a aristocide, because what happens is wherever communism shows up, it kills 10% of the most vital population, who are their ideological opponents. This happened in Cambodia, as you know, Pol Pot. If you had glasses, yes, you could read, so you were dangerous. Yeah, but in Yugoslavia, the most bloodthirsty communist regime outside the Soviet Union was in Yugoslavia, because just by conservative estimates, here they killed at least 15,000 people per 1 million of population, which is a precedent in Europe. That I believe that Tito was number 10 on the list of mass murderers. But the killings went on till the 1950s. And you also had this is not known in the West. You had Croatian patriots being killed by the Yugoslav secret police, mostly in Germany. In Germany alone, Western Europe, from 1945 to 1990, these communist death squads murdered 65 Croatians. This is just in mostly in Germany.
You know, General, what it seems like that the communists hate, if they hate anybody as bad or almost as bad as they hated Germans, it's when I say communists, I mean these Luciferian Jews, the created communism.
They despise.
Why they
despise Christ. They despise. Well, they despise. Not so much. Germany, but they despise. If you're conservative, if you're a Christian, they despise Christianity, because communism is a total antithesis of Christianity. What they've done is they've taken the social learning of the church. They twisted it they've totally deformed the social teachings of the church, and they have their own Ten Commandments, which is lie, manipulate, kill, steal. In Yugoslavia, one was a favorite one was no one can pay me as little as I can do. You know, it was a culture of sloth and envy. If you were prettier or wealthier, they formed their own secular religion, and in the name of equality and workers' rights, they killed at least 110 million people. But one-fifth of the world's population, including the Gulag State, North Korea, which starves and tortures its citizens to death, still live under the communist system. This dictator now, his Kim Il-sung, his father, his grandfather, what they did is they twisted the words of our father to include his name. So they're despots, and they have no scruples because they believe in nothing. I think that it's a form of pathology, and it's a combination of mental illness, brainwashing, and I would say demonic possession.
Yes, I believe that. I believe the third. In fact, matter of fact, I'm coming from a Christian worldview, General. I believe that is that is demonic possession. Matter of fact, you know, we read a scripture here from time to time. I believe it's out of Ephesians, and I'll just kind of paraphrase it. It says something like this. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of darkness, against the spirit of evil in high places." It goes, that's pretty close to it. In other words, they're saying that we're really not fighting against evil Democrats and all these people like that. We're fighting Satan. And Satan, just like Jesus, just like God does his work on earth through humans, this is my viewpoint. Satan mocks and counterfeits God in every way he can, and he works through people too. And these people, General, you're absolutely right. They are demon possessed, and with demonic possession comes mental illness. You know, God is a God of clarity, and a sound mind, and strength, and goodness. But Satan is just the opposite of that. He's a God of confusion, a God of hate, a God of death. And these people, they're death worshipers. And that's another reason, General, I bet that they hated Croatia as bad as Germany, because Croatia was a strong Christian nation, if I'm not mistaken, General. That's for sure. And I think you told me on a former show that I forgot how many troops, how many men were killed fighting the godless Luciferians in World War II, but it was a huge part per capita of the population of Croatia, General.
We got to go
to a break, General. We'll come right back to you, General. I hear the music. We've got to go to this break. We'll be right back.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people, unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something funny. Well, dear Blood River Radio family, we'll be right back. Unfortunately, if we only have the general for one segment, I'll send the general a message after the show to tell him some of the things we're having to go through here, but we're trying to get refine our system. I guarantee you, in a short time, our system's getting better every day. Tom and Jay are going through a lot of overhaul, getting our system where we can call people better, more efficiently, cheaper, clearer. So anyway, General Nick, dear General Nick, I'm going to ask you, because we're running out of time, I was going to ask you, now you... And we couldn't get Tom Sunico tonight, but we'll get him on the future. I owe him an apology. You can tell him that we tried to get him on, but those problems I was telling you about earlier, but they're afflicting us right now. But Sam and Jay are working on this new system. These difficulties are going to be in the past. But anyway, General, if I'm not mistaken, you and Tom Sunico went to Germany. A month ago to meet with some members that were in the Alternative Party for Germany, the AfD party. Is that true? Or am I just thinking,
we met
not dreaming
here.
That?
They came to Zagreb. We talked about our general ills that are availing the West. One was population exchange. We have thousands of migrants on the border in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and they're basically deserters. You know, Afghanistan is under siege from Islamic terrorists, and you have people from North Africa. They're economic migrants. They're not oppressed in the sense that you know, for example, that the Christian minorities are in Syria, or even in Nigeria. We have Boko Haram killing Christians. They're basically fleeing because their countries are dysfunctional. So we talked about how to exchange ideas, how to alleviate this problem. And because the European Union is at the root of this, is the European Union. And basically, they have this organization called Frontex, which is supposed to control the borders, but they're not doing a very good job. So we have to block these corridors, because what will happen, for example, Canada, in the next 10 decade, you will probably not see a white face there anymore. That's not that I'm against any type of individuals. God will all judge us individually. But what's being destroyed is his identity, culture. You have 5 million. You have 5 million Turks in Germany. A French friend of mine in a French foreign agency, he said that Beirut was once the Paris of the Middle East. Now. Paris looks like the Beirut of Europe, because every fifth, sixth individual there now is an Arab. So we have almost the minority terrorizing the majority, especially this Antifa movement and the Black Lives Matter movement. I think, Eddie, you remember in 1993, that terrible massacre in Rwanda, where one tribe slaughtered 800,000 minimum.
Oh, yes.
Individuals
two
of another tribe.
Machete.
I
remember that.
Machete. Yeah, we had two Croatian priests. One was killed later. One was a Benedictine monk. He was in a church where 1,500 people came to shelter themselves from these massacres. He tried to stop. They didn't kill him immediately, but he watched how they slaughtered these people inside the church. And there was a Canadian general, Roman Del... I hope I don't... Delaire, I believe. He was in the UN force there. He could do nothing. He wrote a book called... When we talk about demonic possession, he wrote a book called Shake Hands with the Devil. And he said, I know the devil... I've shaken hands with the devil. I know he exists, and therefore God must exist. So he saw some terrible slaughter there, and the UN did nothing. So basically, what we have in the world today, cultural Marxism is taking over. You cannot get to the truth. I just read a while ago, designer clothes, guys selling tennis shoes soaked in human blood with the number 666. And we're seeing that blend of hardcore totalitarianism, 1984, and the hedonism, where the only thing that matters is, as one guy said, is that leisure, overeating, pornography, soft totalitarianism. And only the strong will survive. So we better pack our rucksacks, our rucks, put our survival equipment in there. And, you know, to quote another philosopher, he said, all of mankind is 9 meals away from anarchy. So what happens if the system collapses? If you go to your grocery store, there's no food on the shelves. Where do you go?
That's a great point, you know, and you just described pretty much a painting of what's going on here in the United States and probably all in the Western world. You know, a lot of our audience knows I've turned 74 years old last week. I've seen a tremendous the amount of change I've seen in this country from to the worst is I have a hard time coping with it. I really do. You know, the mannerisms for change. A lot of the women want to be men. You can't treat a woman like a lady anymore. Some of these younger women, you call them ladies, and it really makes them angry. You know, they don't like to be treated like ladies, and they'll tell me about, I'm a runner, and I run with a lot of people, running groups, they have women in them. And it would infuriate them because I'll point them out, even their champions, women. I said, you know what, you couldn't even make the top 10 in the boys' cross-country team, not the women. You're fast for a woman, but a woman will never be a man. That's, you know, I know that's probably getting off the topic a little bit there, but we have been taken over by, and we've talked about this before, General, you and I, a Luciferian Bolshevik dictatorship here in the United States, and it's taken over worldwide. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, just a minute ago, that we judge people, you and I, and people of our race, our kind, we judge people pretty much individually. But, and that's what the so-called leftists, the Black Lives Matter people crowd, the Antifa, they're most of them are led by pretty smart white people, and they manipulate these blacks like, you know, like puppets on a string. But when it comes to white people, they want to judge, put all white people in a group. All white people are bad. All white people are worthless. All white people are you know, what do they call them, colonizers. But we're supposed to judge them by their character. You know, a caller, I've talked to a friend this morning. Oh, go ahead, General.
No, I think it's systematic brainwashing. Yeah. It's systematic brainwashing. For example, when you talk about native societies and so on and so forth, the Comanches were a militaristic empire. The Aztecs were a militaristic empire. When you talk about colonial, when the Spaniards came to when Cortez came to Mexico, he saw thousands of people being offered up for human sacrifice. That's a demonic thing. You have a film called Apocalypto, Mel Gibson. If you've seen the film, that was the world of the Mayas and the Incas. They subjugated all the neighboring tribes, and some of the tribes were even cannibals. There was ritualistic cannibalism In one, I was in Mexico. I saw those pyramids where they sacrificed these mostly prisoners. And in one day, I believe, 10,000 people were slaughtered and their hearts were torn out. So much for, but people don't know. When we talk about the Muslims, the biggest killer of Muslims was a guy called Tamerlane. You can look it up on the internet. One of the few things that's not censored. He called himself the Sword of Islam. During his reign in the 14th century, he's responsible for the death of about 17 million people. Nobody's heard of this. And when we talk about the Crusades, so a little knowledge is dangerous. That's why we must fight the truth. The truth has to get out. And I would urge these listeners to fund your radio broadcast, because it's of vital importance that we know the enemy. So you cannot fight unless you know the enemy, unless you know his strength, his weaknesses, what he has at his disposal. You mentioned these front men in these NGOs, Eddie. And these front men work here in Europe. They coax immigrants here, and they coach them what to say so they can get landed immigrant status. So, yeah, these front men are dangerous. It's the enemy inside the gates.
Absolutely. The enemy inside the gates, they're the most dangerous of all. You mentioned these front men. You know, here in the United States now, we have thousands of immigrants coming into illegal. Now, they'll say, oh, there's no such thing as an illegal human. All humans are legal. Well, they bring these people in, and they bring these children. They'd like to just snatch a child so they can come across the border. You know, if you have a kid, then that makes you these weeping heart liberals. But what they do is they're putting them in hotels. They're giving them plane tickets, bus tickets. They're actually buying plane tickets and sending them all over the United States. They're putting them on, giving them what they call they're getting these these checks that the United States government's sending out to people, stimulus checks. They're going to get them every month. Yes, and meanwhile we have people that have worked all their lives that are being harassed by the IRS. Their bank accounts, if they have any, has through inflation has come down 1/10 of the purchasing power it used to be, and it's a total wreck. But before I run out of time, I was going to ask you about the next time we have you come on. I wanted to ask you, a friend of mine today talked about Operation Storm in the Ukraine, but I'll save that to the next time we bring you on, General. You mentioned the AFD, some of the things y'all talked about, the solutions. What are some of the solutions, if any, that you and Tom Sunak talked with the members of some of these guys that are in the AFD party, General? Did y'all come to any were y'all able to come to any solutions? Well, we have a few minutes left.
Well, yeah. This, you have to block these channels, these routes where these immigrants are coming. But you have Turkey basically uses immigrants as a weapon against Europe. It's sort of blackmail because they wanted to get into the European Union. So it's always a gun at the head of Europe. So we need a fortress Europe. We need to work not just at the political level. We have to work above all at the cultural. We have to educate people to see what's coming. We must predict what's going to happen, not tomorrow, but say in 5-6 years, how this will look. And Tom mentioned that culture, if we lose our identity, our culture, basically it'll be a melting pot where who's going to hold the reins? Cultural Marxists, the gender anarchists. So the Western civilization will collapse unless we stand in the forefront of the cultural revolution.
It'll be a complete hell if that happens, General. We've run out of time. Hopefully when we get you back on next time, we can have you on for the whole 2 hours. I'll send you a text
Thanks
message
a lot,
in case
Eddie, and Andy.
God bless you, General. I'll communicate with you very soon, tomorrow. People, you just heard the one and only General Nick Glastopek. The second hour, we're going to bring on Miss Monica Schaefer, a.k.a. Miss Braveheart. So please tune in, hang on, chill out for the second hour. Be right back.